I'm Shannon. Wait, I'm not
Shannon.
I'm already drunk.
Suce un sac de bite.
So, Shannon, not much going on.
Not much at all.
Nothing really to talk about this week.
Carol Baskin's not on Dancing with the Stars anymore.
That's really a bummer.
Of such a delight. She did dance to a cat song every week and dressed as fucking Simba and Nala or whatever that last week, like full out movie level cat suits on the dance floor.
And the thing about it that's so particularly sad is that, like, we know that that would have continued. It would have all been cat-themed and cat-costumed. And, like, just as a society, we've missed out on all of that now. And it's a real tragedy.
I was just totally here for it. I think they just should have kept her on for pure entertainment value. Like, you know, you're not going to win, Carol. Matter of fact, we should have kicked you off 2 weeks ago. But you're entertaining. We're going to keep you.
Yep. So that's all we've got to talk about.
Good night, thanks.
Just kidding.
Episode 251.
So last week it was the debate, and I was like, Shannon, I really want to watch the debate, and then we can record after the debate. So the debate happened on the 29th.
Yep, Tuesday.
And then my mom's birthday was Thursday. And so Wednesday I worked all day, and then I had to bake my mom's birthday cake. And then Thursday was her birthday. So, like, in my head, we were going to record, and that just did not happen. And then the world exploded after that. So we have 2 whole weeks worth of stuff, but it really is about 2 years worth of
us. It does feel like it, huh? Does feel like it.
The debate infuriated me and everybody else. It was a complete waste of time.
Everyone, even like the right, was like, what the fuck was that? Except they blamed Biden for all the interrupting. And I was just like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, that was so, like, the thing that just, like, the thing that made me so, so mad was the next day everybody being like, both of them were terrible. Both, blah, 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 both sides. I hate that both sides argument.
Yeah.
Listen, nobody hates both sides more than I hate both sides. You know that when the Dems are in power, all I do is complain about them.
Mm-hmm.
But this was clearly, like, that shit show was clearly 100% Trump's fault. And, like, let's think about it from Biden's point of view. What would you do if somebody was yelling over you every single time you tried to talk, and then every time they talked, they just told lies about you?
I legit probably would have just walked off stage after, like, 10 straight minutes of that abuse. I would have looked at what's-his-face moderating and be like, you know what? I'm done. I'm going to, like, not talk. I'm either going to stand her silent or fucking leave the stage. And you know what? Let me know when he's done having a temper tantrum and I can have my 2 minutes and turn around and leave.
The one thing going around the next day that, so I noticed on debate night, because I work with kids with issues, with just all kinds of learning disabilities or just, like, whatever, you know, I've worked with kids who have stutters before, mm-hmm. and I noticed Joe stutter the night of the debate more than I ever have before. And Trump did that on purpose.
Mm-hmm.
He yelled over him. He quickly changed topics. He brought up deliberately hurtful family personal things. Like, he did all of these things that are tripwires for people who have stutters.
Mm-hmm.
That was Trump's tactic. His debate prep team prepped him to
make fuck with the stutter. Yep,
to do things to make Joe Biden's stutter come out. The hope being the next day they could be like, see, he had no idea what he was talking about. He has dementia. Like, that was the goal and the plan. And what a fucked up goal and plan. Like, I have big feelings. Tomorrow is Kamala V. Pence. That's the thing I've been waiting for ever since they announced her. I want her to spank his bottom on stage.
She's going to do more than just spank him. Like, she's going to come out in a dominatrix outfit with a studded paddle, bend him over her knee, and beat the shit out of him.
I hope she does.
And you know what? He's gonna like it.
Of course
he is. Every second of it. Wow. He might even call her mother.
It could happen. It could happen. So I'm just like, she is sharp and she has that like lawyer brain and lawyer mouth. Like when mm-hmm. I just love her when she's questioning people.
Yeah.
You know, like when she questioned Brett Kavanaugh and made him cry like that. I loved that. That made me so happy.
When she made Brett Kavanaugh cry, I was just like, so there. So you had me at make Brett Kavanaugh cry.
Oh, fuck.
Man, I'm just fucked out there. I don't even so much to talk about, but I feel like we'll be beating a dead horse by the time people listen to this, so
it's okay. We're gonna give our hot takes on stuff.
So Amy will most likely be conferred because she doesn't have a skeleton in her closet besides being in a crazy Catholic Christian cult.
Brett Kavanaugh was a rapist and he still got confirmed. But right. Cunt face
Amy, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
Cuntface Amy, which is just what I call her now after our last episode. That is permanently her name.
Mm-hmm.
Cuntface Amy is like, there's problems with the massive Republican COVID breakout. So currently, two of the people who have it are on the Judiciary Committee.
Mm-hmm.
They were at Judiciary Committee meetings the days before the confirmation. Days before the last meeting they had, sorry, not wearing masks.
Yeah, like Trump's one of them whole staff is getting it.
Like one of them right the fuck next to Ted Cruz.
Mm-hmm.
So I know, like, I think it's quite possible based on the facts that we have that the Judiciary Committee gets knocked out with COVID before they right. can do anything. It could, like, it's very possible. So before I had no hope. When we were talking last time, I was like, there's nothing that can be done about it. And now I'm like, what if? What if it happens?
What if you all die?
You have to have a quorum to do business in the Senate. So if four senators are sick, that is 53 Republican senators and 47 Democrats / independents that caucus with the Democrats, right? Mm-hmm. So 53, 47. So if four Republican senators get sick and none of the Dems except for one shows up to work. So Chuck Schumer, right? No, right. He's not a senator. He's a senator. He's the minority leader. I knew what I was talking about. Chuck Schumer comes in and says, we don't have a quorum, do roll call. There's only 50 people in that room. They can't do shit.
Right.
So there's hope now when there wasn't hope before.
Yeah. And then all the Republicans will be like, they do that on purpose. They didn't show up to work on purpose just to do this. Blah, blah, blah. Yes, assholes. Yes. It's called tactics. It's called war plans. Like, this ain't your fucking kindergarten nap time story time bullshit. Like, we're at fucking war with each other politically, and we've always done this bullshit. Have you seen Hamilton? We've right. always done this bullshit. Always. It ain't fucking new. That pissed me off, actually. Like, realizing this bullshit wasn't fucking new really pissed me off. Watching a fictional play, which I know is based off of real life.
Yeah, no, we've always been playing these games, you know. It's always been bullshit. So like, I didn't have hope. I was so certain that Cuntface Amy was just going to be fast tracked to the Supreme Court, but like, now with coronavirus working its way through the Republicans in Congress, in the Senate, like, it could happen. It could happen that she doesn't make it.
Yeah. Speaking of,
it seems unlikely. Like, I think if they can, if they can ram her through during a lame duck session, they will do that. But like, we are still in a realm of possibility that we weren't in before.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of Supreme Court, the two lame ducks on that court issued dissents to repeal gay marriage.
It wasn't even necessary for them to do that.
No, like, fuck off. And they're citing, like, religious precedences. And no, assholes, there is a separation of church and state. Like, fork off. Fuck off.
Yeah. If I am a Satanist, gay marriage is allowed in the satanic church. So if you're telling me that I can't get married because Christianity says that it's bad, then you're not allowing me to be a gay Satanist. And like, that is exactly what you say is happening to you, but it's not. Christians want to be victims so goddamn bad.
When we are the bullies, like, Christians have done nothing but try to take over the world since Constantine. So, like, fuck off.
Fuck off.
Jesus is, like, rolling in his tomb. You know?
Yeah. Like, this is specifically not what I asked for. Right. Like, Captain Holt. This is what I asked, specifically not asked for, however he worded that.
I didn't die on the cross for this bullshit. Like, what the fork? What's going on here?
Specifically not what I requested. All right, so I have to tell you. So Wednesday I got home from work. I was exhausted. And then my mom was like, aren't you going to make my birthday cake? It has to wait in the fridge overnight. And I was like,
no.
Shit. So it was this lemon chiffon cake, Shannon. It was the most difficult cake I have ever made in my entire fucking life. I had to juice two lemons. It was a lemon chiffon cake. So I'm like, I have a squeezy thing, like a juicer that, like, you squeeze the squeeze in, trying to get all the fucking juice out. And then I had to zest both of those lemons. I needed a tablespoon of zest. Do you know how much a tablespoon of zest is?
It's a lot of zest.
And what did I do that I always do? I zested my goddamn thumb. Which I, whenever I'm using the zester, I end up accidentally.
Oh, like zesting the side of your thumb? Oh, okay.
It's always the tip. I always end up zesting right there.
I have, like, a long skinny zester, so I, like, I guess I also have, like, long nails that I end up zesting my nails before I zest a thumb.
That's nice. Yeah, no, my thumbnails always split, so I have really short thumbnails, so yeah. I always end up zesting my thumb. Okay, and then I had to sift the flour three times. And
that much air in it?
Yeah. Oh, Shannon. Like, normally when I mix a cake, I use this, like, same metal bowl. It's the metal bowl I always use to mix a cake. And it was up to the top. I've never made a cake and had the bowl be full before. I was like, what the fuck do I do? What the fuck is happening? Yes, you had to put so much air in it. So there was that. And then the eggs had to be separated. I had to separate eight eggs. And out of the eight egg whites, I had to make meringue. So I put even more air into it. And then I folded the meringue in.
Folded in the meringue. Catherine says that all the time with everything now. It's so cute. So cute.
Just says fold in the whatever. Does she always say fold in the cheese?
No, fold in the whatever, but in a Moira voice. Fold in the sweater, Mom.
I love that. That is cute. So, yeah, I had to fold in the meringue, right? Because you can't stir it up.
Right.
So, juice two lemons. Zested a tablespoon. Separated eight eggs. Sifted the flour three times. Made meringue. Folded the meringue in.
Sounds like you're on an episode of a Great British Bake Off.
No. I was like, is this even really necessary? And then it was an olive oil cake. So it was an olive oil lemon chiffon cake. So there's no butter in this cake. It's olive oil instead. Do you know what happens with olive oil cakes or any sort of oil cake, they are really dense. So why the fuck did I sift the flour all those times and make that meringue? Like, why did I spend so much time trying to make it light and airy when it was an oil cake, which means it's going to be dense?
I don't know. Next time, don't sift and see what happens.
Maybe even don't separate the eggs. Then it's just a totally different cake altogether. I have no idea. So, yeah.
So was it the best cake ever?
It was really good. It was a good flavor. And it actually, I could tell that it was actually both fluffy and dense. Like, mm-hmm. It was a very, like, unique, like, texture that made you feel like it was very fancy. Mm-hmm. But my mom goes, oh, it tastes a lot like my lemon pound cake. And I go, I could have just made a pound cake. Just made a fucking pound cake.
It has all the flour and all the eggs.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep. It's literally, pound cake is just like, that was the thing. It was a pound of flour, a pound of butter, a pound of sugar.
Yeah.
Like, it was, you know, that's where it got its name. And then for the frosting for my mom's cake, I made a lemon whipped cream. I had to zest another tablespoon of zest.
Oh my God.
And it was going from, it's, you know, so I made it with whipping cream. Like I, you know, mm-hmm. And it turned out like it looked right. It had soft peaks and then just skipped stiff peaks altogether and went straight to butter. Like I churned it back into butter.
I wonder if the essential oils and the zest like got to the whipping cream.
I have no idea.
I make whipping cream all the time. And yeah.
It had sugar in it, right? Because, but like, look at how unsmooth that is.
Yeah.
That is, it's.
Right. Did you put your eyebrows on Snapchat?
No, this is them. I fixed them.
Oh, they don't look too bad.
I had fixed them. So I posted on Facebook today that I made my eyebrows way too big. And I was like, Eugene Levy, is that you? what happened was I just like screwed up with the ends. Like the thing with Eugene Levy's eyebrows is that they don't like taper down. They're
right. They just look like caterpillars on his face
the whole way through. And
they're
so like,
thick and square.
When I was doing this side, like it didn't taper correctly. And so like, I mean, this is larger than I normally do anyway. Like just the front part is like, uh-huh. Let's look at this.
Yeah.
This is larger than I normally do. But then they both like didn't taper very well. And I was like, no. So I fixed the taper on both. But I still have bigger eyebrows than normal. But I did not share the Levy ones.
Real quick. Texas grand jury indicted Netflix on child porn charges over cuties.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
That's what I said. I said, what? Texas has some of the biggest cutie pageants ever. Child pageants and dance competitions. Maybe they should indict the entire industry.
I'd be for that over them like, indicting a movie that is criticizing
off.
It.
Fuck off. I've seen those pageants in Texas. Everything's bigger and better in Texas. Including those things. Can't.
Deep breathing.
Man.
So, J.K. Rowling continues to be
a
monster.
Yeah.
Like, she just can't fucking stop.
She should just get it over with and be like Trump 2020. So.
I decided that I'm going to order a trans ally pin so that anytime I'm wearing Harry Potter merch, I can put a trans. I have so much Harry Potter shit.
Yeah.
So anytime I am like wearing a Harry Potter thing, I can also have a pin that says I'm a trans ally. I keep touching my head because I have that Ravenclaw hat I wear all the time. because I don't want trans people to see me wearing Harry Potter stuff and think they're unsafe around me.
Yeah. Isn't that still like eating hate chicken though? Like what if you went into Chick-fil-A wearing a pride shirt and still eating hate chicken?
No, and here's why. Here's why it's different. I'm not giving her any more new money. Right? Like these are things that I already owned. When you go in and you eat the hate chicken, you're giving them new money.
Okay.
Telling them it's still okay.
So you're never, ever, ever in your life ever going to buy any more Harry Potter stuff.
Right. That's not totally true either. I'm not buying anything officially licensed. I will buy Harry Potter stuff from people on Etsy who make cool things. I'm not giving her any of my money.
So next time we go to Universal.
We are not allowed to go to the Wizarding World part.
All right.
And in fact, she does get money from the ticket sales also, but I'm not giving up Universal altogether. I'm not going to give up Halloween Horror Nights, which I love, just because J.K. Rowling, you know, it's the whole, I almost said this on the thing, but then I was like, maybe they don't all watch The Good Place. Like, I'm going to do my best, but I'm not going to become, why can't I think of his name?
Yep. Doug Forsett.
I'm not going to become Doug Forsett, you know? Like, I'm not going to give up anything that brings me joy. I'm just going to do the best that I feel like I can do.
My mom called me last week to see if I wanted to go to Chick-fil-A for lunch with her.
Did you say, I don't eat hate chicken, Mom?
That was exactly what I said. No, I'm sorry. I don't eat hate chicken anymore. Probably been about 4 years since I've had hate chicken.
Mm-hmm.
And what do you mean hate chicken? You hate their chicken? Maggie, I had to have an entire forking conversation with my mom about hate chicken and Hobby Lobby and why we can't eat there. And I know I've had this conversation with her before. And after I bitched about it to you, because I'm retelling the story for podcast, like we're on the topic. I then texted my sister and be like, guess what conversation I just had to have again with mom. And even Jenny was like, what? Again? You had that conversation in front of me with her.
Cheryl. God damn it, Cheryl.
She's, my brother and I had a 20-minute conversation with her begging her not to vote for Trump. I have to do all my own research and make up my own decision. I was like, Mom, I hope you're doing the right research, but honestly, you should probably just listen to your two children who are begging you not to vote for this monster, because if you do, it will have dire consequences for us and your grandchildren. And then she had the audacity to say, and I say it this way because she says to me, well, when I vote, I do vote for my grandchildren. And I'm like, then I hope you didn't fucking vote for Trump 4 years ago. Like, fuck off, man. Might be cutting off a lot of family members in a month.
Yeah. I can't, okay, one, like, who is your mother? I can't believe people don't know at this point. And
she's just pulling dumb on a lot of shit recently. Like, I said something else to her about Trump, and she's like, oh, I didn't know that. And I looked at her like she had three fucking heads. Like, how do you not? And then I looked at her, I was like, you need to get more liberal friends in your newsfeed and stop following your conservative ass family.
No, it's like the mental gymnastics that people do, including the president himself. Shannon and I said we weren't going to talk about him having COVID, but it's really hard not to. But we're not going to discuss like the majority of it. However, it is insane. And I try not to use that word anymore because it's ableist. But as an insane person, I can use it. It is insane that he's like, well, now I'm at an advantage over Joe Biden because I've had it and I understand it now. What?
You don't understand, Jack, man.
What?
You are literally high-end steroids and you're going to relapse in 4 days and probably die.
I almost said I hope so. Oh, man.
People have been getting better and then turning south and dying real quick.
That's what happened with Herman Cain. Mm-hmm. Like, he was like, I have it. I'm doing better. My doctors are saying good things about me. I'm feeling better. And then 3 days later, he dies. And it was like under a month from when he got exposed to it to when he died.
Mm-hmm. I'm even talking like 20-year-old marathon runners who have gone into the hospital. Their nurses have done their rounds, checked on everyone, and their vitals are fine. Everyone's doing good. Like, these people aren't even on ventilators. And then she comes back an hour later and they're all dead.
Oh my God.
Like, there was a nurse, I read a nurse's story, and she had 3 patients die like that within like 48 hours.
That's wild.
Wild. So it ain't over till the COVID lady sings, man.
Well, I've also heard of this like day 9 thing. Like, day 9 apparently is a thing.
Yeah.
Where on day 9.
Day 4 is the best.
Yeah. Day 9, you have an issue. So, Shannon, tell me about these steroids.
Oh. Man, Scott.
Because Scott has to be on them sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Scott takes prednisone for his polyps and his sinuses once in a while. And they are nothing to fork with. It gives him a ton of energy. He's like high all the time. And then he eats like a dump truck. Like, he just like, give me all the food. Maybe he won't die of COVID. Maybe he'll die of a heart attack because of all the Big Macs he's going to shove in his face.
I mean, who knows? He goes, I haven't felt this good in 20 years. He being the president. Yeah, no shit. You're jacked up on steroids.
Mm-hmm.
So the time we finally realized that my face death was actually mango allergy was I went on a huge dose of prednisone. I mean, it was a lot.
Yeah, even I was shocked. I was like, that's more than Scott takes. Because I asked him, because he gets those cards too, and you have the full line, and then every day tapers down.
Yeah.
And I said, but how much are those milligrams usually? And I think he said like 100, but each of your pills was 500, right?
Oh, no, I was supposed to take 5 of them.
Right.
Yeah, they were 100 pills, and I had to take 5 of them.
Yeah.
Yes, I went insane. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about some things. I masturbated so much that both of my arms hurt.
Both. I didn't know that. Oh my god. I hope your clitoris didn't fall off either. Like, that's a lot of friction. I hope attached. You were properly lubed, man. Oh my god.
It's still attached. It's fine.
Good.
I mean, and that wasn't just from using my hands. That was from like holding toys.
Yeah. And like pounding yourself with that.
And then I was on Tinder being like, want to have sex? Swipe, want to have sex? Swipe, want to have sex? Swipe, want to have sex? Swipe. Like an insane person. And I did hook up with a Tinder guy, and I even like offered to him. I was like, you can leave if you want to. And he's like, no, I want to stay. And I was like, cool. And then I, when he like fell asleep snuggling me. And so I stayed there and stared at him for a very long time because I couldn't sleep.
Right.
I just stared at this man I did not know.
Because you're jacked up. Should have braided his hair, really fucked him up.
Oh my god, I love that part in that movie. It's so good. And then I ordered a whole large pizza and an order of breadsticks, and I ate the whole thing and was like smashing it in my mouth, and I got close to the end and was like, any pizza is a personal pizza with enough determination.
I think I remember that Facebook post.
Well, I didn't post about the masturbation one because that is really inappropriate.
Well, yeah, that's very personal. So
very personal. So yeah, I mean, these are important for our listeners to know so they understand what's going on in the president's mind right now. Right. He feels very strong. He feels very awake. He feels very like...
He feels invincible.
Yeah.
Because that's what drugs do to you. Oh, I can't wait till he comes off of them. He's going to get addicted to steroids. That might be funny.
I know.
Then his heart will explode.
The steroid crash is going to be hilarious. And then so is the like little relapse. But like, I also want to say something serious about this part, which is that it's really fucked up that he went out on Twitter and also like out into the world to speak and said that like, you don't need to be afraid of COVID and like, look at me, I'm fine. Okay. Yeah. Like, first of all, asshole, you've only had it for a few days. Like, the worst is yet to come.
I don't even think he should have been in the hospital. Like, around here, you don't get admitted to the hospital unless you're fucking dying and you can't breathe. Like, they literally won't admit you to the hospital unless you're blue and can't breathe.
Yeah, but he's the president, so he gets all, that's the part that I'm getting to, or I was getting to. It's like, he got the best, top of the line, most expensive treatment in the world, shit that they save for when people are dying.
Yeah, and early in the process, which people don't even get.
No,
we don't even get those interventions early to ward off of the bad things because you're not sick enough, so we're not going to treat you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fucking pisses me off.
It fucking pisses me off too. Although, Claudia Conway, the hero of everything. Conway's daughter.
I was like, did you mean to say Kellyanne?
No, Kellyanne's daughter, Claudia. Claudia, the hero, has been like spilling tea all over TikTok.
Nice.
Being like, the president is much worse than anybody is saying. Like, she's been just like.
Awesome. Awesome. Oh. That's right. She doesn't have a non-disclosure agreement.
Exactly. So, you know, I mean, and here's the thing too, is that this fucking president has gaslit us so much over the last 4 years, it's impossible to tell what's real anymore. And that mm-hmm. is terrible.
Yeah.
And so like, at first I was like, does he really have it? And then I was like, how serious is it? Are they covering up how serious it is? Are they faking it? Are like, and I still don't know the answer to any of those questions. How serious did he have it? We don't fucking know.
Yeah. Well, the answer is always going to be yes. Like, if you read that article I sent you, the government will always lie about the health of the president because he is supposed to be our stoic leader and nothing bad's ever supposed to happen to them. Because what if something bad happens to him and they die? Oh my God, our country's going to fall apart. Like, it's
that's
not.
That's what happened with Reagan. Like, they were actually honest about it when Reagan, right. They were like, and the president is having surgery and like, they were like straight up about it. It's been mm-hmm. since then that has changed. So I yeah. guess in my lifetime.
Well, they lied about Woodrow Wilson. Like he like got real sick and had a stroke. And well,
and
his
also
wife ended up running the country the last 2 years.
They did cover up Reagan's dementia. Like yes. he was fully demented by the end of his presidency.
Yeah.
So. Maybe I'm full of shit.
I forget but. Which presidents it was. I don't know if it was Wilson or someone else, but it was one of those Wilson Roosevelts, whomever was in the wheelchair. I think that was Wilson.
Oh, that was Roosevelt.
Oh, Roosevelt.
Franklin Delano.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
people didn't know about that. That's true. So yes, my point with all of that is like we don't know if it was actually very serious and they're just like doing everything they can to like make it appear not that bad, or if he did just get all of those interventions super early before anything had even happened. And both right. of those things are concerning.
Yeah.
I hate it. Thanks. I hate it. I hate it all.
I hate it all. I hate it all too.
On the delightful side of life, I sent you this tweet this week. Gun to your head. Who would you sleep with? Don Jr. or Jared Kushner?
Oh, man.
So, It was a poll on Twitter. And 3.4% of people said Don Jr. And I know what you're thinking. You're like, 97% of people picked Kushner. No. 5.2% picked Kushner. And 91.4% said, shoot me.
All right. I think I go for Don. Like, Kushner just looks way too weaselly. And
here's
like,
the thing.
Honestly, how long is it going to last anyway? Like 30 seconds. So, plus, chances are he might have cocaine.
I was going to say.
And mommy needs a bump. So.
At the RNC, when he was coked out of his goddamn mind, I picked Don Jr. on drugs.
We choose Don Jr. coked up.
I think that more people picked Kushner because his face is prettier. Mm. Not actually considering how deeply unpleasant that would be.
Yeah.
How, like, he's just going to be so...
I mean, it also doesn't say, like, it says have sex with, right?
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean he has to be giving it to me. I could be giving it to him.
That's true.
So, like, in that case, I'll do either.
Yeah, right.
If I'm the one doing the pegging.
Yes, but...
Or the fisting.
I
with choose, another fist, not my fist.
Like, I want to give Don Jr. a bunch of Molly and then, like, shame fuck him and humiliate him.
I love it. Oh, you are being so inappropriate. That is so inappropriate. How dare you even make fun of date raping, drug someone, and then, you know, having sex with them. That is just, oh.
Not a date rape drug. It's just
I'm pretending to be a Republican.
Just makes you want it more.
the president and his family and his cabinet deserve unwavering and unquestionable respect.
Yeah, fuck that.
Fuck that. I don't even respect my mother as much as I should. Because, like, I don't subscribe to the matriarchy.
That's right. You have to be a respectful person first.
Correct. If you want my respect, you need to respect me. And when you don't respect me, I no longer respect you and your desires.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So, fuck yourself.
Speaking I gave the finger.
Of Donald Trump that. Just decided to fuck ourselves. With another stimulus check. Let's when I win and then I'll give you money. Like, fuck off. Go fuck yourself. I want your fucking money anyway. And if you give me another check, I will legit just give it away to someone. Actually, I might hit return to sender.
Pee on it.
Here, Millie. Can you pee on this for me? Return to sender. Anyway. Oh, what have you been watching on TV? I finished Community shortly after we talked.
Good.
Still firmly believe they jumped the shark in season 3. So.
Mm-hmm.
I powered through Schitt's Creek season 6 on
yes,
Sunday.
Yes, so you guys, our two favorite shows, their final seasons are on the Netflix.
Yep.
Good Place came, and so did Schitt's Creek. And so now you need to, if you listen to us and haven't watched those shows yet, first of all, what is wrong with you?
Mm-hmm.
Second of all, now you have no excuse.
Yep, complete series for both now available on Netflix.
All right, I do have a recommendation Good Place. And a delightful story. I have to pull it up on Disney Plus because I can't remember what it's called. Because I can't remember things.
Okay.
Life is hard. Magic of Disney's Animal Kingdom.
Ooh.
So it's like a zoo show, right? Ah. And the first episode, at the very end, there is a elephant.
Cheetah?
Nope, an elephant named Kianga.
Uh-huh.
Flirting with the bull. And Kianga was born when I worked there. And Patrick and I saw her when she was the tiny little thing. Like, my first time seeing her out on the ride path, she had her little front legs over a log. Like, that's how big she was, mm-hmm. was that she just fit over this log, and she was like this cute little, sweet little baby.
And now she's mating.
Now she, yeah, my little girl's all grown up.
So
I was really delighted by that. Somebody mentioned that, somebody who I work with mentioned that Kianga was on the episode. And so I went and watched it for her. And it was, I mean, it was weird because I still think of her as being a baby because
right.
when I left, she was still a little elephant. She was only mm-hmm. a year old. Like yeah. Her name means gift because she was born around Christmas.
Oh, nice.
So, yeah.
Maybe we should have Catherine watch that, and then maybe she won't want to go to Animal Kingdom when we go in February.
I think I should take her. We'll talk. We can talk more about this.
Okay.
Talk more about this. I had some brainstorms.
You had some thoughts.
Okay.
Cool.
So yeah, I do recommend that if you're into like reality zoo shows or anything like that. Definitely watch The Magic of Disney's Animal Kingdom. It was good. It was good, like, even
to the last drop,
even not knowing that you knew an elephant. And then, yes, it was good to the last drop. And then Earth to Ned on Netflix, I've also been watching, and I adore it. Have you seen it?
No, what's that about?
It's a Jim Henson show. And this alien named Ned comes to Earth and is supposed to destroy Earth, but instead falls in love with it and decides to host a late night talk show from his spaceship. And he beams up famous people without their consent and tries to do a late night talk show with them.
That is so funny.
It's really cute. Earth to Ned is what it's called. And it is really, just really, really silly.
Why was he supposed to destroy Earth? I mean, we're just here being horrible to each other.
No, it's just the class. I mean, species are conquerors, you know, and like his dad is like, I've conquered this one and I've conquered this one and you were.
What have you done?
Yeah. And he's like, I'm doing great, Dad. Like, so.
Building this intergalactic highway. Let me just get rid of this tiny little planet right here.
He had Billy Dee Williams on.
Nice.
When he just
on Netflix.
It's on Netflix. No, it's not on Netflix. It's Disney Plus.
It's
a Jim Henson show. So Earth to Ned on Disney Plus. Kristen Schaal was on, and she was hilarious because she knew about the show and was excited that she got beamed up, and like everybody else is really confused, and she's like, Ned, you picked me. So Earth to Ned, that's my rec.
I don't get on Disney Plus too often, so.
Well, yeah, I started, you get sort of stuck somewhere. So I had been watching Magic of Disney's Animal Kingdom, and then Zelda was here, and we watched a couple Disney movies, and then they were like, hey, you like Muppet stuff? You want to watch Earth to Ned? Huh? Oh, and there's a Muppets Now, which is a new Muppet show exclusive to Disney Plus. So I was watching that too. It was very cute. Is Shannon still adding stuff to her watch list?
Yeah, it wasn't showing up in like the top recommendations. So
weird.
Oh, he is really funny looking.
Oh yeah. The whole thing is wild.
That's adorable. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's only 25 minutes.
Yeah. It's just a little quickie fun show.
We should plow through that.
Yeah, it's cute. It's
10 episodes. Oh man, I was on Misty's profile. Shoot, I added them to the wrong lists.
Life is hard.
I gave my friend Misty access to my Disney Plus.
That's very generous of you.
She got laid up. She had some surgery, so she wanted to watch The Mandalorian and get on the Baby Yoda train. She's like, now I have to get Disney Plus. And I was like, here, my gift to you will be use of my Disney Plus.
Yes. So speaking of Disney, and you said your friend was laid up. Well, my friends were laid off. Touch on that this week. Yeah, there's been so much shit going on in the world. So Disney announced that instead of cutting any executive salaries, they were going to lay off 28,000 people.
Do you know what YFU just did?
What?
YFU, the hosting company?
Oh, what? Yeah, no, your hosting company. Yeah, what did they do?
They fired all the executives. There are 12 people working for the company now, and YFU USA is being overseen by the International Board of Directors. It's crazy.
Yeah. The shit's wild. And my friend Erica, who I was pretty close with, we actually almost met up with her last year with Isla. I was trying to work out meeting up with her, but she did like filming stuff. Like she was always one who like worked with filming crews and did like the parades and, you know, like, so that was what she did. And just like she and I were messaging each other and she was like, I'm so sorry, I can't meet up with you. Filming went late. So like that was like, we were supposed to meet up with her and we didn't get to, but, she's a delight. She's a dream. She's worked there for over 20 years. Mm-hmm. So of course they got rid of her because she has high seniority. Mm-hmm. They got rid of people like Erica who have dedicated a lot of time to their company so that they could keep the people who they had to pay less.
Right.
Oh, fuck yourselves.
Oh, that's corporate America for you, man.
It is corporate America for you. I can still hate it. I'm still gonna hate it.
Yeah. I know and see those lifers, like those lifelong Kool-Aid drinkers, love that company so much.
Oh, for
sure. So much. I watch those stupid decorating shows when they get all the Imagineers together and they talk about how they flip Disney decorations and how they clean and maintain and paint them. This guy's a painter. He's a fucking painter. He paints the goddamn pumpkins. That's his job. Paints the pumpkins. And he's like, this is the best job I've ever had. I love it so much. I couldn't be happier. Like, he just paints the fucking pumpkins. But he feels like he's part of something so much bigger than him and so magical that it just like fills his heart with glee to work for a company that could care two shits about him.
I know.
And that is what makes me upset.
That was part of what actually made me become like disenchanted with working at Disney, was because I was struggling so hard just to like survive, just to make ends meet. Mm-hmm. And I felt abused by the company because I'd been on mandatory 6 days for so long. Mm-hmm. And I felt abused by the guests because the guests can be abusive to you. Mm-hmm. You know, like I've had my life threatened. I've been called horrible names. I've been told like, I hope you fucking die. Like people get mad there. And so I just had this like moment.
Well, bless your heart. Have a magical day. You just need to start blessing everyone's hearts.
I did say have a magical day when I was angry a lot. I was just giving Shannon a weird smile of like, I hate this. So, but I had this like moment where I was like, this is a record-breaking profitable company. And they have me feeling like, look at all the good you do. Like this, like treating it like it's a nonprofit, basically. Like these are the benefits of working at Disney. You're helping all these people, right? Like that was kind of how they sold it. And I was like, I don't work for a nonprofit though. I shouldn't be struggling this hard. Mm-hmm. And that was like all of those things together, being on mandatory six days for so long, feeling abused by the company and guests, not being able to make ends meet. I was like, this is not right. Mm-hmm. This is not what I wanted for myself or my life.
Yeah. Now, working for the business school broke me in conjunction with seeing my peer mentor be sabotaged and made to quit the university. And that really forked me up. I have been very jaded for a very long time, even with my own company.
Yeah.
So I do like my job. I do like working for the university. But don't you ever think for 2 seconds that that university gives a rat's ass about you, because they don't. My coworkers care about me. My bosses care about me, but they can still only do for me what the company will allow them to do. Yeah. Oh, Shannon, your daughter died. You get 3 days paid off. But you take all the time you need. Take all the time you need off, but only those 3 days are going to be paid.
When my grandpa died, when my mom's dad died, she just didn't come. He died on a Sunday. She just didn't come to work the whole week. Mm-hmm. When she got back, the principal of the school was like, next time it's just 3 days. Yeah. Well, exactly that. Fine. Give me my 3 bereavement days and 2 sick days. Go fuck yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I will need to get a mental health note from my doctor to be like, she's incapacitated and needs to be on medical leave.
Yeah.
And then I can have, as long as I have those notes, I can have 6 months paid full time medical leave. So anyway, hooray!
Everything is awesome.
Yeah. I'm not sure what was worse, like unemployment at Disney or Trump getting COVID. Blech. Blech! My eyes, clean my eyes.
Eye bleach.
Bleach your eyes?
Bleach my eyes. Right, because bleach gets everything out.
Right.
I want it all out of there.
Well, our listeners have to bleach their ears after listening to you masturbate so much that you hurt yourself. And
I'm sure they all thought it was delightfully
depressive,
fun.
Depressive topics.
I did.
All right, so you watched
Variety.
Earth to Ned.
Yeah.
I finished Community, binged watched Schitt's Creek. I should go through Disney Plus and watch shit like Agent Carter and whatnot.
Yes, you would like it.
I do. I did watch like the first two, but like the sexism really got to me real quick, and I didn't know if I could continue to handle it. She's so gracious. Way more gracious than any of those sexist men deserved.
Mm-hmm.
But whatever. Whatever.
Are you ready for internet thing of the week, or did you have more you wanted to talk about?
I think we're okay, maybe. I mean, I had maybe a mass complaint, but we don't have to talk about that.
Go for it. Do it.
So we did a number of things this last weekend. One being an in-the-home birthday party for a 6 turning 7-year-old. And so we took Catherine, and her and I went and stayed because the mom is my friend. And Catherine and I were the only ones wearing masks in the house. And there were four adults, and probably about six or seven kids running around. So I like sat down, started talking to the moms because I knew them all. And then one mom looks at me, he's like, what's with the mask? Why are you wearing a mask? And I looked at her and I was like, so I don't get you sick? Like, so we still protect each other? And I was actually really shocked that this particular person asked me, because Maggie, she has congestive heart failure and has been living with congestive heart failure for a very long time. She's very aware of her condition and her body's limits. And I'm sure as shit know that she knows if she gets COVID, she's like up Schitt's Creek. So for her to ask me that, I was like literally floored, because I looked right at her and I was like, actually, I'm wearing this for you. Like you,
yeah,
the most compromised person I know, like I'm wearing this for you. I was just like, blew my mind. My mind was blown.
My friend who's a nurse was saying today that and you know, she's been a nurse for quite a while, so this is insight from her life as a nurse, which is that like Americans have a very weird and unhealthy relationship with death, which is that they are certain it is not going to happen to them, and then when they realize that it's about to, they panic like trapped wild animals. And I said, because they've never been humbled before death, right? So like people, like the Americans just like as a generalization, just live their life as if they are not going to die and that is just not going to happen. And then when they realize that it is going to happen, they freak the fuck out about it. Which is what we've been seeing for this whole pandemic.
Yeah.
That's why we're in this shit that we're in, is that all these people think that they're fucking invincible. And then when they end up dying, they're like, maybe I wasn't invincible. And the next person who sees that doesn't learn anything from that. They just go, yeah, but I am.
Right. Exactly. Let me look with the president. I'm invincible. Like, fuck off. Fuck off.
No, honey. You're just on a lot of steroids.
Blah, 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 blah.
It was Mean Girls Day this week.
Mean Girls Day. Explain to people what that means. They might not know what it means.
If they're regular listeners, they hear me talk about it every year. But in the movie, the main character, Katie.
In the movie, Mean Girls.
In the movie, Mean Girls. Who wouldn't know what movie Mean Girls is?
I'm just saying.
In the movie Mean Girls, the main character is talking about having a crush on a boy. She's like, our relationship started to go somewhere. On October 3rd, he asked me what day it was. And then it cuts to them and he goes, what day is it? And she goes, it's October 3rd. So it's this like really silly little moment. And, you know, because of that, it has become Mean Girls Day. So every year on October 3rd, I watch it. It's like a little thing.
I like Rex Manning Day much better.
I mean, I love Rex Manning. And we talk about that every year too. I'm not going to choose. They're both great. Why would you make me choose between Mean Girls Day and Rex Manning Day?
I mean, I would choose. Like, and I would totally choose Rex Manning Day. But that's now you know where my loyalties lie.
I would just be like, I'm not choosing.
I would also celebrate like Heather's Day. If there was a Heather's Day, like I would definitely choose Heather's Day or Rex Manning Day over Mean Girls Day. But that just shows my age at this point.
Yeah, I was a little on the old side for Mean Girls when it came out, but it's such a smart movie. Like it's such a clever and funny movie.
Right.
That, like, watching it in my early 20s. That's when it was. It was like 2004.
Mm-hmm.
Question mark. You know, watching it in my early 20s didn't seem, it wasn't the same as like, what's a crappy teen movie?
A crappy teen movie?
She's All That. It's not like watching She's All That as a college student and being like, I love this movie. Like, right. Mean Girls is, like, clever and, you know, funny. And 2004. So I was 21 when it came out. Time to wrap it up like a dick.
Time to wrap it up like a wap.
Ugh, I listen to it all the time.
What was that meme? Oh, read that meme I showed you about wap. Did I send it to you? I sent it to you, didn't I?
Yeah, but I didn't save it, so I don't have it.
Oh, okay. Here. Okay, I'll read it.
I have too many memes because it's been too long.
It was like today, wasn't it?
No, I mean, I have too many memes to look through for the last 2 weeks to find.
Literally sent it to you like yesterday.
I don't know. It's back there.
All right. Travis Scott has his own McDonald's burger. What if Cardi B teamed up with Burger King and made a Whopper?
I made a dumb face at her. Okay.
That's a wet ass patty.
I love that. All right. So Mark Hamill tweeted, that debate was the worst thing I've ever seen, and I was in the Star Wars holiday special.
I saw that. That was awesome.
Oh, I did too. I loved it. And then, all right, this is also Trump. So he signed a blank piece of paper. And this person tweeted, Broadway prop masters would never. let us sign a blank piece of paper, no matter how far away the audience was. Have some prop respect, White House.
I love it.
And I sent that to my friend Elena Acker, and I was like, and in fact, community theater wouldn't let you sign a blank piece of paper either.
Right.
They would put something on that paper.
Yeah.
No matter how far away the audience was.
Right, right. Yeah, put something on it. Make it look authentic. Yep, yep, yep. All right. Wrap us up and get us out of here.
All right, everybody. Find us on all of the places online. That More Thing. That is the name of our show that you've listened to, That More Thing. So you find us. And then you can also interact with me on Twitter. I am Maggie at Brain of Maggie.
And I'm Shannon at Shannon's Party.
And this has been episode 251.
One
of That More Thing with Shannon and Maggie. Bye.
Bye.
I want to take you to a gay bar. I want to take you to a gay bar. I want to take you to a gay bar.